The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hello, and thanks for listening today. It is a joy for me to welcome my friend back into the broadcast studios today, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you?
Doing wonderful, Tom. How are you doing today?
Great. I had the privilege of getting together with Jay and his bride here close to home in Oceanside, California, yesterday, as a matter of fact. Jay is an author. He's a fiduciary, a certified financial planner. He's senior portfolio manager for Faith Investor Services. And that's the topic we're diving into today, is how does your faith intersect with your investing? Over the next 2 weeks, we're going to be looking at subjects such as the greatest challenges for investors for the rest of 2024 and improving your retirement readiness. So, as you know, having financial gain is great, but avoiding losses wherever possible is essential. So, Jay, let's talk a little bit about what are your clients and our listeners telling you these days?
Yeah, Tom, I talk to people all over the country, from Florida to Georgia, Tennessee, to Washington, all over the country. And I see a lot of common themes. People ask the same questions, and I always jot them down, because if one person has a question, I'm sure 15, 20, 30, or even 100 people have the same question. Mm-hmm. And the two big themes I'm seeing right now, a lot of investors are getting inundated with the whole culture war. You go on social media, you go on your TV, the commercials, radio, whatever it may be, the movies even, TV shows, everything is in your face. And the big question that I'm getting is, Jay, how do I avoid these giant companies that are fighting against my biblical values? And it's no secret, right? Many of these mega cap stocks have agendas. They used to be hidden, right, Tom? They used to hide them, but now they're right in our face. Companies are paying for their employees to go to other states to get abortions, or they're lobbying for homosexual causes, or companies are promoting entertainment that's explicit and clearly not God-honoring. And that's the number one question I'm getting is, Jay, take a look at my portfolio and let's see if it's clean or dirty. I'm getting all kinds of calls. We have this amazing software that allows us to do an ethical review, and we can review over 30,000 different securities, looking at everything from stocks to bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, and we can see exactly what they're supporting. And then we can do a review and say, okay, 20% of your portfolio is dirty, or maybe it's 40%. Believe it or not, Tom, the other day there was an investor, his portfolio was 85% dirty. He couldn't believe it. He was a devout Christian, and here he was appalled when he saw all of the things that he had exposure to. The good news is it took us less than a week. We transferred his funds from his old fund company. We moved it over to our management. We cleaned it entirely. So now he's got a 100% clean portfolio that lines up with his faith and values. And he sleeps better at night knowing, hey, I'm being a faithful steward. I'm getting a good return and I'm getting professional money management. He was doing it alone. He had no clue what he was investing in. And now he feels a sense of peace. So that's one of the huge, huge questions that I'm getting all across the country is, how do I clean up my portfolio? The second one, Tom, that I'm getting is, Jay, how do I make sure I'm ready for retirement? I'm getting a lot of people that are very concerned about the state of the country, the economy. They're seeing things slowing down and they're getting closer to retirement. So I'm seeing a lot of these older workers saying, Jay, I've been in the workforce 30, 40, even 50 years, and I'm seeing this changing job landscape. As a whole, these older workers are just getting fed up and saying, Jay, I want to stop working. Can I afford to do it? So I had a client recently, actually in California when I was out your way. And he said, Jay, I know we've talked about retirement and it's been kind of a far off thing, but he said, I've just had it. I've only got 2 or 3 years left in me. That's all I've got. You know, I'm working these long hours, talking to Japan after hours, interfering with my family. I just want to slow down. But he's got two kids in college. And he said, Jay, can I afford to retire? So we had to go through and do a retirement analyzer and update it with his Social Security, his recent pension information, his 401k. And we could see that within the next 2 years, if he wants to walk away, Tom, he can actually do it. That peace of mind helped him sleep better at night. He texted me the next morning and said, I've never had such a good night's sleep, Jay, knowing you've got me on the path toward retirement.
Fantastic. We're talking to Jay Peroni. Call us now for your free portfolio screen, and you can find out whether the companies you're investing in now belong in an investment plan that can honor God, or if you need to go a different direction. And the number is 800-270-7310. There is no obligation. Ask for your free portfolio screen. And wherever you are within the sound of my voice all across North America, give Jay a call. Ask your questions. And that number again is 800-270-7310. So, Jay, a lot of investors follow the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones. What are these indices and are they the most important benchmarks to be following?
Yeah, so the S&P 500, Tom, are the 500 largest companies in the world. And the Dow Jones is really just 30 blue chip companies. So you've got 500, that's the S&P 500. And the Dow Jones is only 30 companies. And many people use these indices to really compare their personal returns. And I believe this is totally the wrong way to look at things. Because if your goal is just to outpace the index, what happens, Tom, if your portfolio is down 30%, the index was down 32%. Well, you beat the index, but you're still down 30. That's not very good, right, Tom?
No, it isn't. You want to avoid that for sure.
Yeah. So many of these pundits that we see on the media, they're always talking about just buy an index fund, hold them forever. And I see many problems with this. First of all, if you're a faith-based or Christian investor, ethically, many people don't realize that about 60% of the S&P is dirty. And mostly it's the large companies that are just so vocal in the culture war and just really against biblical values. The Dow is about 55%, 60% dirty as well. And these two indices support things like abortion, pornography, explicit entertainment, anti-biblical lifestyles, tobacco, gambling, host of many other issues that us as Christians really don't want to support. So that's the first issue with just buying an index fund. The second thing is risk-wise, many of these indexes are market cap weighted, and that means they favor the larger companies. So think about a singing like a choir, and you've got five people that they have microphones and everybody's in the background. Well, those five people you can hear very loud, and that's how the S&P is right now. There's about 7 to 10 companies that represent about 30% of the index. So if those companies are up, well, great, the index is up. However, 2022 taught us that when things go down, they can go down very fast. And it's because a lot of these large companies were going down significantly in 2022 as rates were rising. So there's a lot of risk in these index funds. And the third point I would bring out is it's not actively managed. So if you just buy an S&P 500, in there, to me, there's 10 to 20% that are good companies. There's 10 to 20% that are really bad. And then you've got about 60 to 80% of the companies are what I would call mediocre. So why would you want to own bad and mediocre companies, especially those that violate your faith and values? Instead, what we do is we have tactical money management where we favor companies that are doing good, companies we can be proud to own that are profitable, and really zeroing in on some of the best opportunities. So for me, that is a better approach rather than just going with an index, having an active management strategy that lines up with your faith and values.
Do you find that the best opportunities sometimes are in the smaller stocks instead of the big established whales that we all know about?
Yeah, think about it. A big company like Apple, I mean, they've been around for eons. They're so big and they're really not moving the needle when it comes to innovation. And a lot of times you can find a lot of the suppliers to the Apples and Microsoft. They're great opportunities. They're smaller companies. They're really just maybe 10, 15, 20 years old, and they haven't grown into the size of a Microsoft or Apple. So there's a lot more opportunity, in my opinion, in those small and mid-sized companies. I would say $5 billion to about $25 billion market cap is our sweet spot.
Very good. We are talking to Jay Peroni, and you can learn all about Jay at faithandretirement.com. Faithandretirement.com. Call Jay at 800-270-7310. And one of the major offers we have for our listeners today, Jay, is to get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Don't wait. You can get your free download right now. So it seems to me that it matters to God what we do. It matters to God what we believe. But it also matters to God how we do what we do. And that's why I love this radio program. This is one reason why we changed over our investments to you as soon as we possibly could. And it has worked out extremely well. Jay, this isn't a political radio show, but do you think that the fact that this is an election year is going to have any bearing on our listeners, on the markets, and on their investments?
Yeah, it's a great time for a portfolio review, Tom, because election years tend to be a very volatile year. There's a lot of ups and downs, a lot of swings. And usually the first half of the year can be very dangerous. It's important for investors to be properly invested ahead of the elections. The good news, Tom, is that elections tend to be positive years for the market. And even re-election years, regardless of who wins, you've got both sides of the aisle that will be spending billions of dollars on advertising and promising the moon, stars in the sky. And that brings a lot of optimism into the market. So the markets tend to stay positive, but there's a lot of swings, a lot of opportunity. And historically, during these election years, the Fed doesn't sit on the sidelines. Usually they're going to be raising rates or cutting rates. They had been raising rates for some time, and there's a lot of anticipation that this year, finally, the Fed's going to start cutting rates. But right now, they're really focused on price stability, trying to make sure people are employed, making sure there's low inflation. And because of that, what's happening is the Fed has really paused. They're not raising or cutting rates. But later in the year, there's the expectation that finally the Fed will cut rates. And a lot of people don't realize this, but since 1980, the Fed has either hiked or cut rates every single election year except for 2012. And that's when rates were already at zero. So there wasn't really much they could do. We were healing from the financial crisis. But otherwise, the Fed usually cuts rates, and they've done it in five election years and hiked rates in five election years. So they usually don't sit pat during election years. So that means you as an investor shouldn't be sitting on the sidelines sitting pat either. It's time to review. Look at, there's a lot of opportunities heading into the election as we start to see who may be the winner. There's certain companies that may do better in a Republican White House, and there's certain types of companies that may do well if we get a continuation of the Democratic Party. So having that portfolio review now is very key.
This may not be the time for you to do it yourself investing. Call us now for your free portfolio screen. Call Jay at 800-270-7310, 800-270-7310. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, your place for biblically responsible investing. If you don't know what that means, stay with us. We'll dive more into that in part two of today's program. We'll be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
If you'd like to send Jay an email question, you can send him an email at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. And Jay, we talked a little bit about what's happening in the national economy as it relates to the elections. There's massive deficits and government spending that is out of control. I think people on any part of the spectrum can agree on that. Should investors be concerned about government debt and rising taxes? Talk about that.
Yeah, so tax-savvy investors really can capitalize on these volatile markets. There's a lot of things that we do at Faith Investor, things as, such as harvesting losses and turning some of these into tax savings. So the tax situation, the government spending is one of those things where we just keep kicking the can down the road. Eventually, there's going to be a day of reckoning. I don't think it's soon, but there will be that day. But even so, we do see the realization that taxes are going to go up most likely. And now is a great time to be doing some tax management with your portfolio to reduce your tax burden. There's a lot of things that we can do, such as repositioning your assets, looking at ways to convert some of the taxes into tax-free income. And there's a lot of different maneuvers that we can make during this time right now before taxes go significantly up. We always look at asset allocation. A lot of people talk about that. Where are your stocks, bonds, and cash and other investments? But a lot of people don't spend enough time talking about what we call tax location. Which of your assets are taxable? Which ones are tax-free? And which ones are tax-deferred? So having that review and looking at the various sources of your assets and trying to shift some from taxable to tax-deferred or tax-free, and then also looking inside of your taxable accounts and trying to harvest some of those gains and losses and offset them so that you have some tax savings. Because as you said, Tom, it's not getting any better. And certainly those taxes should be going up here over the next several years.
As I said, we actually had the chance to sit down over a meal yesterday and get to know each other even better in person. Did you happen to notice the gas prices, speaking of taxes, when you were driving around?
Yeah, I noticed that in California, they're about $2 more expensive than here in Tennessee. I couldn't believe it. We had a rental car and we had to fill it up a couple of times. And it was very reminiscent of right in COVID when inflation was sky high and the gas prices were soaring. And we're seeing that in California. They haven't come down, apparently.
Right. Well, people can take money out of their retirement to fill up their gas tank if they're connected to you. So there you go. There was so much uncertainty in 2024 so far, with a lot of our listeners thinking they shouldn't go it alone, that they should get some professional help. Is there any evidence or research out there to indicate whether families have better outcomes if they work with a CFP, a certified financial planner like you?
Yeah, there was a good thing. Fidelity, a couple of years ago, they did a study and they estimated that professional financial advice can add between 1.5% and 4% to your portfolio returns over the long term. And again, it depends on the time frame they're calculating it and how the returns are calculated. But Fidelity did find that having an advisor does add significant gains to the portfolio. But it's much more than that, Tom. And here's why. Because not only are you going to potentially get a higher rate of return, there's also other benefits of working with a CFP or a certified financial planner like myself, because we're not just going to be focusing on the portfolio. We're going to be looking at ways to save money on taxes. We're going to be looking at some estate planning and some life insurance and adding some things to your plan that can protect you when the markets are going down and also help you to avoid some of those costly mistakes. And that is priceless, having that peace of mind. And again, with peace of mind, the other thing too that I would like to point out, Tom, is investors tend to feel a lot more confident in their financial plans when they're working with an advisor like myself. I deal a lot with retirement planning. I've been doing this for 28 years. And one of the key market stats from that Fidelity study found that if people are doing retirement planning on their own, their confidence level is about 76%. And that's on a scale of 100. 76 back in my day, Tom, that was a C. That's not very good. Yeah, you might be able to fly by with C's, but I liked A's and B's. The good news is if you work with a financial planner and work on your retirement plan, the average goes from 76% to 90%. That's an A. So you can go from a C to an A just working with a financial professional, helping them to make sure that you've got all of your ducks in a row, you're looking at your income, expenses, your assets, and you're managing them strategically in planning for retirement.
We are talking to Jay Peroni. Jay, it seems like that 76%, even that is a little bit too overconfident when you think about trying to do it yourself. Meanwhile, people, I think, try to do it themselves because they think that they're going to save money. But what you end up with at the end, if you gain 1% to 4%, and then that's compounded as you go along over the years, that can be a lot of money. If you want to ask Jay your questions, there's absolutely no obligation to do that. He is very accessible, and you can reach him at 800-270-7310. And even though it is the weekend, you could still reach out to Jay's team and reach a real person. It's 800-270-7310. Jay, before we go too far along here, talk some more about that offer to screen and clean our listeners' portfolios. How does that work?
Yeah, the first thing I like to always point out is this is personal, Tom. I like to get to know my clients and create a personalized plan. And I do that by helping to identify opportunities to not only protect them and grow their assets, but also look at what they're supporting. And that's where our screening process is second to none. And I think of Proverbs 19:20 when it says, listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end, you'll be counted among the wise. So it's about being empowered, knowing. Knowledge is power. So what we do is we have access to software that can screen over 30,000 different investments. We can look at their 401ks, their 403bs, their IRAs, Roth, stocks, mutual funds, you name it, and screen them from a biblical perspective. The software is going to analyze their investments, and it's going to see, is it dirty or is it clean? And our software will identify any exposure to things like abortion, explicit entertainment, anti-biblical lifestyles, some of the vices like tobacco, alcohol, gambling, and then human rights violations like regimes that are persecuting Christians. We can make sure that you don't have any exposure to these dirty companies. And we'll look at the products and services of each company. Some are pretty blatant if they run a casino or make an abortion pill. But others, we have to watch their corporate activities, their donations, their lobbying, maybe they're supporting organizations or sponsoring events. We follow the money. And once the listener provides their investment holdings, our software will do all the screening. We'll go through and look at, is it dirty? What violations may have occurred? Then we can help the listener clean up their portfolio so it's 100% clean and in line with their biblical standards. And the good news is there are thousands of clean investment choices. Just like when we eat, we can go vegetarian, keto, or we could be on the seafood diet, Tom. I see food, I eat it. We choose to help our clients create biblically responsible investment strategies, and we offer a free screening service to empower listeners to make a positive change with their portfolios.
We really do care about you as our listeners. Before we start the program, we really do pray for you that your needs will be met and will be sensitive to your needs. And that's the way Jay is as a person. He's very accessible to you. And Jay, you know, you mentioned Proverbs a moment ago. I never really let a program go by without mentioning Proverbs. Did you know Proverbs 22:3 and Proverbs 27:12, they say the same thing? It must be important if it says it twice. The wise person sees danger ahead and takes cover, but the fool keeps going and suffers for it. So we want to be wise in the way we handle our money and our finances and not just fall into whatever the future may hold. So if you want to reach out to Jay, get your questions answered, give him a call at 800-270-7310. Learn more at the website, faithandretirement.com. Jay, hardly ever a program goes by without talking about interest rates. Interest rates near 5%. Is it a good time to put some money into money markets and fixed accounts?
I think a lot of people are thinking that way. We've got a record amount of money in cash right now in money market funds, about $6 trillion, if we had to name a money. And a lot of people are going into cash and CDs, certificates of deposits, for safety and income. However, I call this a cash trap because a lot of people don't recognize that it's truly your real rate of return. So if you take your rate of return, let's say it is 5%, you've got to subtract inflation and taxes. So if inflation's running at 3%, you earn 5, you subtract 3, and then you had to pay taxes, you really didn't earn a whole lot after inflation and taxes. It was the same way in the 80s. You remember when interest rates were 15, 16, 18%? Well, back in the 80s, inflation was running at 15%. So you take your 18, subtract 15, you pay your taxes, you're really not too far ahead. And that's the problem with cash rates, is they will follow inflation. And really what my job as an advisor or planner is to get ahead of inflation and taxes. So we've got to look at other opportunities, things like stocks that can get ahead of obviously cash. Look at bonds, which can typically get better rate of return than cash. So as a advisor, what I'm doing is creating portfolios that are diversified. Yes, you need some cash for liquid emergencies. If you've got short-term money, yes, 5% is a great place to put money for safety. However, if you've got a long-term focus and you're trying to grow those assets, cash is probably not going to be your best avenue.
Well, if you're interested in things like guaranteed income for life, whether you're looking for wisdom on your retirement income, maybe annuities or life insurance or wealth accumulation, or just some help protecting your assets during turbulent days like we've seen, then give Jay a call, reach out to him, ask your questions. There's no obligation to do that. And you may find that you sleep well at night. So to reach out to Jay, give him a call at 800-270-7310. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. And if you want to send him an email, you can do so at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. Faith Investor Services is your source for wisdom on biblically responsible investing. Jay, thank you so much, my friend. We'll catch up to you next week with more on Faith and Retirement.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.